Until there's meaningful peace in Afghanistan, we'll continue to see people leaving the country. Afghans fleeing the war make up one of the largest groups of asylum seekers in the world. Europe continues to be their primary destination of choice. Many go by boat, making the treacherous journey from Turkey to the Greek islands like Lesbos. Those islands are now seeing a spike in arrivals for the first time in years. Greece has responded by vowing to shut down its overcrowded refugee camps on Lesbos, including the most famous one, including the most infamous one, Moria. Holly Young recently met an Afghan refugee who started a school in Moria.
Yeah.
Zakaria Farzad has built a school high up on the hill of an olive grove. We walk about 5 minutes up some slippery ground before we see the boxy one-story structure made from wood and blue and white tarpaulins.
Maruf, the principal of this school.
Nice to meet you.
Zakaria's colleagues are busy building the front porch of a new classroom. Patterned rugs are laid out on the floor in front of a whiteboard.
And we have German language classes, French, Arabic, Farsi, English, lots of different levels. We have music classes, guitar classes.
This school that Zakaria has built is in the middle of Moria, Europe's most notorious refugee camp on the island of Lesbos.
So this is the main classroom, the main building?
This is one of our classrooms.
Zakaria is 40 and a journalist back in Afghanistan. With a few friends, he pulled together money and found some people in Moria who were willing to teach. What started as classes in the open air now has over 1,000 students.
Mostly we have children classes from 6 years old until 14.
Okay.
And also the adults from 15 to 80 years old. Even we have 82 years old students here.
Really?
Yes.
And what are they learning?
They're learning English.
Wow. Okay.
It's an impressive feat considering Zakaria arrived by boat from Turkey in February with his wife and 5 children. Their boat crashed against the rocks on the beach.
I try to count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I took a deep breath that thanks my God that my children are alive. But unfortunately, we lost 10-year-old girl from another family. And we lost all of our documents, degrees, everything.
By the time Zakaria's family reached Lesbos, Moria was already overcrowded. But since this summer, boat arrivals have increased significantly for the first time in years. There are now more than 17,000 living in a camp with capacity for just over 2,000. In November, the Greek government announced plans to move 20,000 people from the Greek islands to the mainland by early next year and close the camps on Lesbos, Chios and Samos, replacing them with smaller, closed facilities that restrict their freedom of movement. While human rights advocates have long called for people to be moved from the horrendous conditions in Moria, they liken the proposed new facilities to detention centres.
It is not a camp. It's not a refugee camp. It's a prison for them.
Zakaria says he and the other asylum seekers are not criminals. They're not terrorists.
We are not terrorists that they're going to make a detention and a jail for us.
Refugees from Afghanistan make up the biggest group currently on Lesbos, and about 3/4 of them are granted some form of asylum protection. But a few weeks ago, Zakaria and his family were rejected. He says he doesn't know why.
We shocked, actually. For 3 and 5 days, I couldn't go to school, I couldn't go to do my works, and especially my wife was crying.
He says he's working with a lawyer to appeal. Recently, the Greek Prime Minister called for more solidarity from EU member states to help handle the growing migrant crisis. But for the most part, they haven't done much to ease the burden on frontline countries like Greece. Many of them are dealing with an anti-immigrant backlash at home. Zakaria says he's struck by the absence of the Europe he had expected to find here. He wonders, where are the human rights?
We are hurting human rights. We are hardy.
A few weeks ago, Zakaria and his family were moved into a container in a separate, more secure camp a few miles down the road from Moria. They were relatively lucky. Winter is settling on the island, and thousands are still sleeping in tents, including children. Greece has been moving more people to the mainland, but not keeping pace with new arrivals. Zekrias says no one would leave their country if they felt they had a choice. He was fleeing the war.
I left my country that I loved. I left my mom and dad, that they are my life. I left my memories, my good memories, my bad memories. No one wants to leave their countries.
Now, all Zekrias and his family can do is wait. For The World, Holly Young, Moria Camp, Lesvos, Greece.